Suicide pilots who dive squarely into Allied ships to sink them. Japan's growing desperation is reflected in this fanatical sacrifice of pilots and aircraft in a crazy attempt to hold the Allies off. Jap newsreels in our hands take us inside Japan, revealing the story behind the kamikazes. The Japanese, long trained to blind obedience and worship of the Emperor, teach their children that ceremonial suicide is one of the greatest acts of which man is capable. Kamikaze pilots are men trained for death. Nearly all the suicide pilots are between 16 and 20 years old. Celebrations are held to honor them when their training is finished. Prayers are said, and they need them, but they're already as good as dead. The prettiest geisha girls entertain them. Their pictures appear in Japanese newspapers as national heroes. Garbed in ceremonial robes, their heads are shaved except for a small patch of hair. During their last few days of life, they walk solemnly through the streets. They're ready for their mission of death. This is their big day. To cries of Banzai, they prepare for their last flight, which may destroy an Allied ship. Many kamikaze planes are small. They're launched from large aircraft and guided by a suicide pilot. He wears no parachute. He's locked in the cockpit. His plane is stripped of landing gear and detonates with a shattering explosion on contact. First pictures of these killer weapons come from Okinawa, scene of the bloodiest fighting yet in the Pacific. Called the Barker Bomb, they're the Jap version of the Nazi V-1. Over 2,000 pounds of explosive are packed into the nose. Now for the first time, we show actual shots of these amazing kamikaze attacks, filmed at extreme peril. To keep the inferno from spreading. Suicide planes come plunging to destruction from the cover of low cloud. Even though they're hit, they still come on. The vulnerable carriers are their special target. Only 10% ever get through the terrific screen of the outer ring of AK-AK fire. Of these, 90% are blasted out of the sky before they reach the vital core of the fleet. For 8 hours, the tense and terrifying battle for survival went on. Allied Task Force 58 fought for its very life. Chance of survival is very very, very thin. Certain death he's brought through to safety. Aboard the Bunker Hill, flagship of Admiral Mitcher, several hundred men were killed. Suffering and death marks every island milestone on the road to Japan. In 2 months, Allied ships off Okinawa lost 4,000 dead and as many wounded. Among the heaviest naval casualties of the war. For the dead, a final volley. But the Allied ships sail forward. Neither kamikaze nor any other form of hell in the Pacific can save doomed Japan.